praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your helps. We have received. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for defending us against the enemy. Be praised forever in Jesus. Thank you for your peace that fills our hearts. That spring depths of our hearts and minds. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. The blessings you have showered upon our lives. Thank you for placing your honor upon us. With speed, be glorified forever in. Thank you for your intervention. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us answers, and thank you for giving us more than we have asked you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for in our lives to align with your will and purposes for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving us incredibly and physically. Thank you for making us to grow in the knowledge of. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for over stubborn enemies. Be praised forever in Jesus. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness formed against us. Thank you for the strength you have given to us to remain in victory. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making ways for us in years to have no ways. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunities you to us so that we can utilize those opportunities to thank you, Lord. Oh Lord, to seek your face, to pray, to worship you, to hear from you. meet with us here this evening, this midnight, in the name. Meet with us, O Lord, with great power. Touch upon us. Thank you, for we know you are going to do beyond. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing worship songs, and after point, the stand far of the Lord. Never ceased His mercies, come to an end. Anew every morning. New every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness of the steadfast love. Lord, never ceased this, never come to they are new, they are new, always new. Every morning, great is goodness, O Lord. Great fullness, we give you all the glory. We give. No, we give you all, we give you all, no, all the glory, we give you all, no, give you all the glory. We give you, blessed be the name of who is worthy to be praised, and so we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed of the Lord. Blessed Be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and so we lift up holy hands in one accord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. Most High God, you are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah Jireh, you are the Most High. Alpha and Omega, you are the Most High God. Lion of Judah, you are the Most High. King of Glory, you are the Most High God. Waymaker, you are the Most High. Mountain Mover, you are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. You are the Most High. You are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah Nissi, you are the Most High. Lord of Lords, you are the Most High God. King of Kings, you are the Most High. Mighty Redeemer, you are the Most High God. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. We will praise and lift you up. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same. By the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, Lord. We will praise you from everlasting, Savior, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God is our God forever and ever and ever. He shall be our God. He shall be our God from even till the end. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha. Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, King of the universe, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Lord of hosts. You are Yahweh, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, Exalted God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. How great is our God? How great is he? Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great our God. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, covenant keep. Yahweh, Yahweh, keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are who you are. Yesterday, today and forever. What you say is what you do. You never fail. You never fail. You never change. To the end, faithful God, I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. You disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life. And I have come to realize too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to fail all. Too faithful to fail us. Jesus, you are too faithful to this. You've proven yourself in our lives. Lies that you are too faithful to fail us. forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, oh Lord, your word is settled. Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the thanks. Thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you, for you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you, for you are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We praise you, we oh Lord, we praise you, Jesus, we praise you, we praise you, oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing. One more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of the universe. We worship you. We have a Father. Almighty Father, who is King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done unto Jesus. Be the glory, great things he has done unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done, great things he has done, greater things he will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done, great things he has done, greater things he will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done. Oh, great things he has done, greater things he will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things he has done. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Praise him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Adore him. Worship his majesty. With your voice. With your whole heart. Worship the King of Glory. Worship the Lord of hosts, the Almighty God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of Jesse, the Alpha, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the one begin to worship him. He is the Lord strong and mighty. Worship him. Worship him. Adore him. For there is none like him. There is none as there is none as wise as him. No one, as he shows mercy. No one can heal. No one can restore. No one can redeem. Worship him. We praise you. We praise you, Lord of hosts. We worship you, Lord. Worship you, Father. We worship you, Most High God. You, so full of grace, so full of righteousness, so full of holiness, so full of, we praise you, Lord. You are our fortress. Our strength, our helper, you are our savior, our restorer, our provider, you are our defense. We praise you, Father. Without you, we are nothing. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. You are the pillar that holds our lives. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for everything you're. Be highly exalted forever. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For putting the enemy to shame in my life. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For putting the enemy to shame. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for putting the enemy to shame. What the enemy planned to happen to me did not happen. What the enemy devised to happen to me did not happen. Thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy that were against me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for destroying the attacks of the enemy that were sent into my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for putting the enemy to shame. Thank you for putting Satan to shame concerning my life. Thank you for putting the forces of darkness to shame concerning my life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. The Bible told us in Psalm 121 that he who keeps Israel neither slumber nor sleep. We are going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for keeping me from all harm. You're going to say, thank you for keeping me from getting hurt. Thank you for preserving my going out and coming in. Thank you for protecting me and my family and my loved ones. Begin to thank him like that. Begin to thank him. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The one who is watching over you does not sleep. The one who is fighting your battles does not sleep. The one who is protecting you does not sleep. Thank the Lord for his protection over your life. I believe you're thanking him. Say, thank you, Lord, for protecting me. Thank you for keeping my going out and coming in. Thank you for preserving me from accidents. Thank you for preserving me from getting hurt. Thank you for preserving my life. I believe you're praying like that. Say, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God again. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your presence and power that is walking in me. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your presence and power that is walking in me. Walking in me, producing results in me. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your presence and power that is walking in me, producing success in my life, producing victories in my life, producing breakthroughs in my life, progress in my life, peace in my life, joy in my life, dominion in my life. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power that is working in me, working in my spirit and soul and body. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, glorify your name in my life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, exalt your name in my life. Glorify your name in my life. Exalt your name in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, glorify your name. Exalt your name. Exalt your name. Glorify your name. Magnify your name in my life. In the name of Jesus. Let my life be filled with wonders of your name. Fill my life with wonders of your name. Fill my life with glory of your name. Fill my life with wonders of your name. Glorify your name in my life. Magnify your name in my life, Lord Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Say, magnify your name in my life, Lord Jesus. Reveal the greatness of your name in my life. Manifest the greatness of your name in my life. Lord Jesus, glorify your name in my life and situations. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When we say, he should glorify his name in our lives, we are talking about what the Bible said in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9. It says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So that is what we are talking about when we say he should glorify his name in our lives. It means everything in your life. Everything in the earth, begin to bow to his name. That is what we are asking for. That everything happening in your life will begin to bow to His name. In whether visible or invisible forces, they begin to bow to His name. Whether they are principalities or powers or witchcraft, they begin to bow to His name. Whether they are poverty or sicknesses or diseases, they begin to bow to His name. Whether it is sin or temptations, they begin to bow to His name. So that is what we are asking for. That everything begin to bow to the name of Jesus in your life. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, from this day onward, let everything that exists, whether visible or invisible, begin to bow to the name of Jesus in my life. Raise up your right hand and you're going to say, from this day onward, let everything that exists, whether visible or invisible, begin to bow to the name of Jesus in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let everything that exists, whether visible or invisible, begin to bow to the name of Jesus in my life. Let them begin to bow to the name of Jesus in my situations. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Let everything God created begin to bow to the name of Jesus in my life. Let everything God created begin to bow to the name of Jesus in my calling, in my destiny, in my ministry, in my career, in my marriage, in my family. Let everything created by God begin to bow to the name of Jesus in my life. Right now. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Everything that exists, whether sicknesses or diseases, everything that exists, whether demons or witchcraft, everything that exists, whether principalities or powers of darkness, I command them to begin to bow to the name of Jesus in my life right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every situation happening in my life that is not from God disappear right now in the name of Jesus. Every situation happening to me that is not from God, disappear right now. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to pray like that. Every situation happening to me, happening in my life, happening in my spirit, soul, and body, every situation happening to me that is not from God, disappear right now by the power in the name of Jesus. Disappear right now by the authority in the name of Jesus. Disappear right now by the dominion in the name of Jesus. Everything happening to me that is not from God, disappear now. Disappear right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every web and network of darkness in my life catch fire of the Holy Ghost. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every web and network of darkness, network of witchcraft in my life catch fire. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let every network of darkness, network of hell, every web of darkness, web of witchcraft, web of hell, web of demons in my life, in my environment, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire right now. I believe you're praying that prayer aggressively. I believe you're praying aggressively. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Every web and network of darkness, every web and network of demons, every web and network of witchcraft, every web and network of hell going on in my life, going on in my environment, catch fire right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You know, if your network provider does not have a coverage in an environment, you will not be able to make calls with your phone. You will not be able to browse the internet with your phones because there is no network coverage of your SIM or your mobile network, whatever you are using to connect with the internet or to make calls. If the network of your network provider is missing, in your environment, there is no way you'll be able to make any calls or browse the internet. Now, the same thing applies in the realm of the spirit. If the network of demons and witchcraft is missing in your environment, there's no way they will be able to operate in your environment. In fact, there's no way they will be able to monitor you. There's no way they'll be able to know what is going on in your life because their network coverage is gone. That is what we are fighting right now. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy everything the enemy has planted in my life and environment to be able to have access into my life anytime they want. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. And anything the kingdom of darkness has planted in my life and environment to be able to have access to my life whenever they want. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now." Open your mouth and bring it down. Right now, consume them. Consume them in the name of Jesus. Every plantation of darkness, every element of darkness in my life that is giving access to demons to get into my life, that is giving access to witchcraft forces, principalities, powers of darkness to operate in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Destroy them all right now in the name of Jesus. Destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have visible altars of darkness, and we have invisible altars of darkness. Some of you know the visible ones. Yeah. Anywhere they worship another God that is not Jesus Christ, that is not the living God of Israel, that place is indeed an altar. Yeah, anywhere they practice all forms of sinful things and immoralities, definitely that place is an altar of darkness. Yeah, but those are the ones you can see. There are invisible altars. There are altars in the air. This air that we breathe in, there are altars of darkness there. There are altars inside the rocks, inside the mountains. There are altars of darkness inside the trees. There are altars of darkness underneath the ground. There are altars of darkness in many places, even in the toilets. Even in the toilets in your house, there are altars of darkness there. Yeah, invisible places. Devil hide in those places to attack. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, "In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God locate every altar of darkness, whether visible or invisible, working against my life, calling, and destiny. Let the fire of God locate them and destroy them all." Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, locates every altar of darkness, whether visible or invisible, warring against my life and destiny, and consume them all. Locate every altar of darkness, whether visible or invisible, working against my progress, working against my spiritual growth, working against my rising in destiny, working against my breakthroughs, and consume them all right now. Consume them all. Consume them all in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God terminate every ritual going on day and night and midnight against my life, calling, and destiny. I'm going to repeat myself. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God terminate every ritual going on day and night and midnight against my life, calling, and destiny right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Que je hasse in El Shaddai Talagala Bahala Shagadishada. Right now in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God consume them all. Let the hunger of God terminate them all. Every ritual that is being done on daily basis to attack my life, calling, and destiny, be consumed by the hunger of God. Be consumed by the hunger of God. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Every ritual going on in the atmosphere, going on in the second heaven, going on in the deep sea, every ritual going on anywhere on daily basis to attack my life, calling, and destiny, be consumed by the hunger of God. Be consumed by the hunger of God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost consume every activity of darkness and demons that have shut the heavens over my prayers. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost consume every activity of darkness and demons going on in my environment that have shut the heavens over my prayers, making my prayers to not ascend to the throne of God. Consume them all. Consume them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, consume them all. Fire of the Holy Ghost, I believe you're praying like that. Consume every activity of demons, every activity of territorial demons, every presence and activity of territorial forces of darkness that have shut the heavens over my prayers. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them, consume them, consume them. you, Father. Every thick darkness in my environment that have shut the heavens over my prayers, be consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Continue to pray like that. Every cloud of darkness that have shut the heavens over my prayers, melt by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Melt right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The children of Israel, they found themselves in a situation that looked like a trap. They couldn't go backwards because the forces of Pharaoh were marching to attack them. And then they couldn't go forward because the Red Sea was blocking them. But they looked up to the Lord. And God intervened. He parted the Red Sea. I see the Lord doing similar miracle in your life. I see the Lord descending upon your Red Sea. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, descend upon every situation confronting me like a Red Sea and make a way for me." I'm going to repeat. You're going to say, "Oh Lord of hosts, descend upon every situation confronting me like the Red Sea and make way for me." Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Oh Lord of hosts, oh Lord of hosts, descend upon every situation facing me like the Red Sea stood against the children of Israel. Oh Lord, descend upon such situations and make way for me. Make way for me. Make way for me in the name of Jesus. Make way for me in the name of Jesus. Every situation that looks like a trap, oh Lord, intervene and make way for me right now. Intervene and make way for me right now. Intervene and make way for me right now. Make way for me to move forward. Make way for me to break through. Make way for me to succeed and make progress. Make way for me, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. The situation that was a trap or that looked like a trap to the children of Israel, now became a trap that destroyed their enemies. Yeah, what appeared to be a trap to you is going to be what God will use to destroy your enemies. Yeah, what appeared to be a situation that looks like it's going to destroy you, that is what God will use to destroy your enemies. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, turn the situations the enemy has created against my life into what will destroy my enemies. Yeah, I believe you get the prayer point. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, weaponize the situation the enemy created against me to destroy my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Weaponize the situation created by the enemy to destroy me, to destroy my enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Do it now with your mighty hand. Do it with your mighty hand. The situation the enemy have put me into so that it can consume me. Oh Lord of hosts, turn that situation into what will destroy my enemies. Use the same trap to destroy them. Use the same situation to destroy them all as you use the Red Sea situation to consume the forces of Pharaoh. Lord, use the situations the enemy have put me into to destroy the same enemies. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord of hosts, use the same situations the enemy has created for my downfall to bring down my enemies right now in the name of Jesus. Do it right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah. When God parted the Red Sea, the children of Israel were not afraid to walk through it. There are some Christians that they are afraid to lay hold of the opportunities God has sent into their lives. They are always afraid, always fearful. And that is why they have not moved forward. I'm not talking about the opportunities the devil sent. I'm talking about the opportunities that God sent into your life. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every fear stopping me from taking bold steps to make use of the opportunities God has sent into my life come out right now. Every fear in me that is stopping me from taking bold steps to make use of the opportunities God has sent into my life, come out right now. Come out right now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, come out right now. Come out right now. Every fear in me preventing me from taking steps to utilize the opportunities God have sent into my life. Every fear stopping me from going through the doors God have opened unto me. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Some Christians, God already opened the door, but fear will not let them to go through the door God have opened. God already sent the opportunities, but fear would not let them make use of it. Begin to cast out that fear. Cast out that fear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The children of Israel, as they journeyed through the wilderness, were so ungrateful to God. Yeah, they were so consumed of their present needs that they forgot the mighty miracles God had done to deliver them, to rescue them. They were so consumed by their present needs, and they became ungrateful to God. And not only that, they could not trust God. They start fighting the servant of God that was leading them through the wilderness. They became so ungrateful. Yeah. Have you been so consumed with your present needs that you have forgotten how God did mighty miracles to deliver you from so many shame and disgrace? You are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit that is making me ungrateful, unthankful to God. I cast out every spirit making me ungrateful and unthankful to God because of my present needs. I cast out such spirit from my life, from my soul, right now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I cast out every spirit making me to forget the faithfulness of God. How God has been so faithful in my life. Every spirit making me to be so unthankful and ungrateful. I cast you out right now. Come out of my heart. Come out of my mind. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is making me to be so overwhelmed and consumed by my present needs to the point that I begin to murmur against God and complain, I cast you out right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray the fourth time. God will make bread fall from the sky was when the children of Israel were journeying through the wilderness. That was the first time in the history of the world that God will make bread rain down from the sky. What can we learn from that? It's a sign that inasmuch as God is your shepherd, you cannot lack bread. Inasmuch as you continue to follow him, because the Lord was with them in the wilderness, leading them, leading the way, and they were following him. In fact, God was leading them physically with signs, and they were following. So that guarantees that they cannot lack. So the question is the Lord your shepherd? Are you following him? Is he the one leading your life? Is the Lord the one leading your life? Directing your life? And are you doing his instructions? Are you doing his will? So these are the questions to really ask. These are the questions you should ask yourself. Before you say, why am I so poor? Before you say, why are things not going well? Ask yourself, is the Lord my shepherd? Ask yourself, am I following the Lord's voice? Have I been following the Lord's instructions? Have I been following the Lord's directions? Have I been doing the Lord's will? Ask yourself, before you start saying, why is it that there's no food on the table? Why is it that I don't have this? You need to ask yourself, is the Lord my shepherd? Have I made him my shepherd? When last have you heard from God? When last have he spoken to you? When last has he led you? Yeah, if that seems to not be a big issue in your life, that is, you don't really care whether the Lord leads you or directs you or not, then don't feel bad when you are poor and you have nothing to eat. Yeah, that's just the point. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I open the door of my life to you. Come in and lead me. Lead the journey of my life. Lead me through the path of righteousness. Lead me through the path of your purpose for my life. Lead me through the paths of your will for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. When the Lord is the one leading your life, you cannot lack. It is impossible for you to lack when He is the one leading your life. Say, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life as my shepherd. Come and lead the journey of my life. I don't know the journey of my life. I don't know how to walk in this journey. I don't know where this journey leads to. Lord Jesus, come and lead my life. I believe you're praying. So Lord Jesus, come and guide my life. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So Lord Jesus, come and lead me through the path of your will, through the path of righteousness. Come and lead me, Lord Jesus, through the path of my destiny fulfillment, through the path of your purpose for my life. Come and lead me, Lord Jesus. Come and lead me, Lord Jesus. Tell me what to do. Guide me every day. Tell me how to live my life. Guide me every day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Jesus Christ said something. He said, your Father in heaven knows about your needs. He said, your Father in heaven knows about your needs. So he said, don't be like the unbelievers who are always pursuing after worldly things. He said, you focus on God. Focus on the will of God. Focus on the kingdom of God. Focus on God's righteousness. And God will bless you with earthly things, because God knows that you need those things. Yeah, but don't focus on earthly things. Focus on God. So God knows your needs. Before you tell Him, He knows your needs. Yeah, then why not just focus on Him and trust Him and continue to follow Him? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I choose to follow you. You're going to say, Jesus, I choose to follow you all the days of my life. Connect me with all my needs. You know, the shepherd will lead the sheep to where they will find food, where they will find pasture. That's how God leads us. That's how God connects us to our needs. Say, I choose to follow you, Jesus, all the days of my life. Lead me and connect me with my needs. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Connect me with my needs. Connect me with my needs. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord Jesus, connect me with green pastures. Connect me with my needs in the name of Jesus. Everything I need to survive, to succeed, to fulfill destiny, to fulfill your purpose, Lord Jesus, begin to connect me with them. Connect me with them. As you lead my life, connect me with them. Now, in the name of Jesus, you know all that I need, even more than I know them. You know my needs more than I know them. Lord Jesus, begin to lead me and begin to connect me with my needs. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Bible told us that God gives power to make wealth. He gives power to make wealth. And there are some people he has given those power. Should I say those powers? Or that power. There are people he has given such power to make wealth. And he can give you the same power. If you will follow him and obey him and please him, he can give you the same power. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and obey you in all the days of my life. Give me the power to make wealth. So, Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and obey you. And as you are saying those words, say those words with a heart that means what you are saying. Yeah, say it because you mean it. Yeah, you're going to say, Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and obey you and please you in all the days of my life. Give me power to make wealth. Open your mouth and pray like that. So, Lord Jesus, give me power to make wealth. Give me power to make wealth. I choose to follow you. I choose to obey you. I choose to please you in all the days of my life. Give me power to make wealth. Give me power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. What does it mean to have power to make wealth? Yeah. It is similar to the power that multiplied the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes that was able to feed 5,000 men, excluding women and children. The power to make wealth is similar to that kind of power. Yeah, it's a power that multiplies things. Yeah. The power that multiplies things. Yeah. That is, God, let's say for instance, God gives you a skill. Or he gives you a business. Now, the power is not, the power to make wealth is not money. Yeah, because some Christians, after they have prayed prayers like this, they are waiting for money to just enter into their bank account. No, that's not the power to make wealth. The power to make wealth is not money. The power to make wealth is invisible and is able to multiply money. Yeah, that's the power to make wealth. It's not money, but it can multiply money. Yeah, it can make a little become great. That's the power to make wealth. You know, such that you just keep doing maybe something somebody has been doing before. It might not be something new. It can be what many people have been doing. But as you are doing that thing, then the thing keeps prospering. And the profit keeps on increasing. The income keeps on increasing. And continues like that to grow. And to grow, and you can't even understand what is going on. Before you know it, you're already a millionaire or billionaire. Yeah, that's the power to make wealth. It's not in money, but it can multiply money. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Yeah, it could be your talent. It could be a skill. It could come in form of a skill. It could come in form of a business, buying and selling. It could come in many ways. Many ways. So you are going to pray. Yeah, so don't be deceived to think that power is in money. It's not. Yeah, but that power is real. I know of people who have that power. Who have that grace. And there's no way they can be poor till they die. And there's no way their family can be poor because God has given them the power to make wealth. And so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands on me. And bring out from within me that which you will use to generate wealth in my life. Because that power is inside of you. That thing is inside of you. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands on me and bring out from within me that which you will use to generate wealth in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. I begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Don't be deceived. The power is not money. It's greater than money. And it's inside of you. Say, Father, lay your hands on me. Thank you, Lord. Lay your hands on me and bring out that which you used to generate wealth in my life. That which you will use to generate wealth for the fulfillment of my destiny on earth. That which you will use to generate wealth for the fulfillment of my purpose on earth. Oh Lord, bring it out. Call it forth from within me. Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Lord, bring it out right now. Bring it out right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I know it's not every Christian that really wants to have wealth. Yeah, and it's normal. Yeah, for instance, David refused to have wealth. He said he doesn't want much wealth. Yeah, though he was blessed, but he told God he doesn't want much wealth. So I guess that was why God gave the wealth David was supposed to have. Yeah. I guess that was why God gave those wealths to Solomon. Because he felt like if he has too much wealth, he would sin against God. Yeah. But let me give you some reasons why you need wealth. Yeah, number one. Yeah, it's because the vision of God for your life is greater than you, is bigger than your salary. The vision of God for your life, except if you have not found your purpose, your divine purpose. If you have found God's purpose for your life, you will realize that God's purpose is bigger than your salary. God's vision for your life is bigger than you. Yeah, so to finance that vision, to fulfill that purpose, you're going to need wealth. And not only that, number two, the work of the gospel in the earth needs a lot of wealth. Yeah, there are some churches that do crusades here in Nigeria. Yeah, and they spend millions of money to organize crusades. Yeah, because they have to bring in heavy equipment, heavy instruments, and yeah, they have to prepare the place to accommodate thousands of people. So usually they spend millions to set up crusades. Yeah, and sometimes they do these crusades, maybe they do like 50 crusades in a year, sometimes even 100 crusades. Yeah. So do you think those equipments and everything it takes to organize such programs, do you think they would just appear out of thin air? No. There are resources that make sure such programs happen. Yeah. And there are many others like that. I mean, many other reasons. Yeah. So you're going to pray. We need wealth in the body of Christ. Yeah. And you will have wealth in the name of Jesus. God will give you wealth in the name of Jesus. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, launch my life into a new season of abundance, a new season where I have abundance and excess of blessings to fulfill your purpose for my life on earth. Say, oh Lord, launch me into a new season. Launch me into a new season where I begin to enjoy abundance and surplus to fulfill your purpose for my life on earth. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. All of a sudden, you will just see everything change. That's a new season. All of a sudden, everything will just turn around and change. Say, oh Lord, launch me to a new season where I get abundance and surplus. Surplus of blessings. Surplus of blessings. That I may be able to fulfill your purpose for my life in the earth. With those blessings, that I may be able to do great exploits for your kingdom in the earth with those blessings, that I may be able to finance the work of the gospel with those blessings. Thank you, Lord. Launch me into that season now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You need new connections. Connections with new people. That's what I mean. Connections with new people that God wants to use to lift you up. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with people that you will use to lift up my life. People that you will use to make me great. Oh Lord, connect me with them. Connect me with them. Wherever they are in the earth, connect me with them now. I believe you're praying. Begin to pray like that. Connect me now with them. People that you will use to lift up my life. People that you will use to change my story. People that you will use to turn around my situation. Oh Lord, connect me with them. Right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Say, oh Lord, bring them into my life. People who have already attained greatness, that you want to use to lift me up into greatness. Connect me with them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points. And after that, we will round off the session. You're going to pray. Grace means God's ability in action. Yeah, that is my own definition of grace. It means God's ability in action. That is, God gives you ability to achieve what human strength cannot achieve. That is grace. Ability to do what is beyond human wisdom and intelligence. That is grace. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release into my life new grace that I need to succeed and move forward in all areas of my life. You're going to say, Father, release into my life new grace that I need to succeed and move forward in all areas of my life. Open your mouth and begin to ask for that grace. Begin to ask for grace. Grace is different from faith. Faith is you are asking for something you don't have. Grace is something you already have. And when you have it, you know that you have it. Talk to God. The whole world is waiting for men and women of grace. The whole world is waiting for men and women of grace. Say, oh Lord, release into my life new grace that I need to succeed. To succeed in ministry. To succeed in my career, in my calling. New grace release into my life. Release into my life. Grace to achieve impossible things. Grace to achieve uncommon results. Grace to achieve great excellence. Oh Lord, give me that grace. Give me that grace. The whole world is waiting for men of grace. Daniel told the king, he said, King, don't cut off our heads yet. I'm going to pray. And I trust that God will show us your dream. And show us the interpretation. That is a grace. To be able to see the dream somebody else has. And also see the interpretation. So Daniel knows he has the grace. That was why he said, let me go and pray. This problem can be solved. So the whole world is looking and waiting for men of grace. Men and women of grace. Not only men of faith, but men of grace. Apostle Paul said that he did more exploits than all the other apostles because of the grace that was with him, the grace that was given to him. He succeeded more than the other apostles. Ask God for grace. Say, oh Lord, give me grace to succeed and excel and move forward in every area of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You are going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the presence of God in my life become hostile against the presence of darkness. The presence of the works of darkness. So let the presence of God in my life destroy every other presence that is not of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So let the presence of God in my life begin to terminate every other presence that is not of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the presence of God in my life, in my home, in my house, in my environment, begin to destroy every other presence that doesn't glorify God. In the name of Jesus, let the presence of God in me destroy every other presence that is not of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom to solve difficult problems. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom to solve difficult problems in my life and in the lives of others. I receive wisdom to solve difficult problems in my life and in the lives of others. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive wisdom. Say, I receive wisdom. Say, I receive wisdom to solve difficult problems in my life and in the life of others. In the name of Jesus, I receive wisdom, divine wisdom, angelic wisdom, heavenly wisdom, God's wisdom to solve difficult problems in my life and in the lives of others. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God consume. Powers of darkness destabilizing my life. Powers of darkness frustrating things in my life. Let the anger of God let the anger of God destroy them now. Continue to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, let the anger of God destroy powers of darkness destabilizing my life, frustrating things in my life. Let the anger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, break into pieces every yoke of darkness on my neck, on my shoulders, on my life. Every yoke of darkness, every yoke of slavery on my life, break them into pieces. Break them into pieces. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every yoke of darkness on my life. Every yoke of darkness on my neck. Every yoke of darkness on my spirit, soul, and body, be broken into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, every yoke of affliction, every yoke of slavery, every yoke of limitation, break into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying like that. Break into pieces. Break into pieces. yoke of darkness, yoke of affliction, yoke of slavery, yoke of bondage, of darkness in my life, break into pieces now by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus, break into pieces right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your power in this place. Thank you for your glory in this place. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that have defended us and answered our prayers during the course of this prayer session. Thank you for doors you have opened. Thank you for yokes you have broken. Thank you, Lord, for victories you have given to us. Thank you for a new season you have brought upon us. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on your people. Have mercy on everyone here who have joined this prayer session. Lord, have mercy on every life in Jesus' name. Every difficult things that have refused to go to live their lives. Difficult situations, difficult problems. Lord, with your mighty hand, remove them right now from their lives in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the blessings of God shall fill your life to overflowing in the name of Jesus. The grace of God you need at this time shall appear in your life. It shall appear in your spirit. It shall appear in your soul. It shall appear in your body in the name of Jesus. Henceforth, the Lord shall be your shepherd. And the voice of the Lord shall guide and lead your life. And you shall lack nothing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.